just getting it together. Now, which is my mark, I wonder? That one? That look right? Is that right in the right place?
Is it that one? I don't know. Is it?
The thing is, I can't fit my legs in.
Oh, that is far away. But anyway, let's see if it looks right.
Okay.
Okay, I'm just going to exchange information about criminals.
That would be fun. She's also got the weather.
That's right.
And then she'll say goodbye.
If you don't mind. Because I just want to nip. Could you do goodbye here?
Okay. Yeah, sorry, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
What's the second story?
Yep. Yep.
I've appeared out of nowhere.
Yeah, there's that as well. Alice is making the point that if we don't have her in the establisher, it's like she appears out of nowhere.
Magic. Teleported from the white circle above your head. Because we've just established the set, so how have I got on? Yes, because otherwise also I'm going to have to bring my chair on and sit in whilst Assad's reading the link. Yeah, it is a messy shot. Yeah, what can you do? It is a messy shot, I completely agree. Or you don't have the establisher at all. Oh, I see. Well, you. Yes, couldn't you just go in, couldn't you go from the titles straight onto camera 3 and Assad says hello and overwrite that?
That's what Ellen was saying. Is that better, do you think?
Yeah.
I've got all my scripts, thank you.
I think the establishing shot with me randomly there with my back talking to Assad is a bit like, oh gosh, we've come to them at the wrong time. They don't, you know, someone else is sitting chatting to him. It's wrong. I think, this is just my opinion, and obviously it's up to you.
No, cool.
I think you go straight from the titles to camera 3, good evening, in the old-fashioned way without the now defunct Sunday newspaper. Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah, like that. And the turn is just ridiculous, but anyway. Hi, Helen. How are you? Pardon? What, the turn? Yeah. Is that why you do? Every time I say, hi, Alice, you go, hi, Assad. How are you? I'm like, why'd she do that? It's the most unnatural bloody move ever. It's ridiculous. And it's no reflection on any one of us.
No.
But I've never seen it pulled off well.
No.
And that's it's not because it's any one of us. It's because it cannot be pulled off well. Yeah.
It's wooden.
Yeah. Doesn't matter if it's Hugh Edwards, Fiona. It can't be pulled off well. We can't do it.
And how much did I have in the rehearsal?
Yeah. Right. If you don't need it, don't worry.
Okay.
So just take what you need. Yeah, and then if you need all of it, take all of it. If you don't, then don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't worry about the time. How are you, Helen? Good. Yeah, very well, thanks. Yeah. It is very nice, yeah.
Great, thank you. I can do a rehearsal for you, absolutely. When you say it's 1:05, that'll be including the 10 at the end, won't it? Okay, yeah, no, I'm just checking that because I'm just trying to think for myself here what I should put my... If I put myself to 55 on the bulletin and then I've got 10 to go out and I can just chop through. Right, just let me get my mic on. Whack that around, huh? There we go. Oh, no, that's not the weather one. That's business. Where's the weather one? There.
Garden shed. Sam Tree was jailed for 3.5 years. What is what?
Hello, yeah. Just watching those through. Thank you. I wasn't sure whether it was a bit red. But, you know, thank you. You know, when you just think, it's bright. So I need to push. No, I don't need to push that on. So off it goes. And tomorrow night, clear, chilly. Obviously the towns in the countryside out of the sticks. Now, Sunday looks like a lovely day. We'll be unlucky, I think, to catch a shower. For most, it's going to be dry, but it's really the calm before the storm, because again, as we move into Monday, we've got more wet weather on the way, so temperatures recovering a little bit on Sunday. Okay, right, shall we have a...
Yeah,
lovely.
Okay, well, that's it from me for tonight, so I'll hand you over to Helen for the weather. And this warm weather might be coming to an end.
Absolutely. And I can't emphasise how different it's going to feel this weekend. But, you know, many will welcome the rain. My garden certainly needs it. And there'll be a good dollop of rain coming tomorrow morning with some sunshine returning on Sunday. But it will feel much, much fresher. So overnight tonight, a little bit of mist and low cloud and hill fog perhaps over the downs to start with. But here comes the rain. 19 degrees potentially ahead of that rain. But from mid-morning onwards, you can see a spell of 3 or 4 hours of quite heavy rain. Squally winds, which will move the rain out of the way for a drier end, a drier evening, just a few showers following on behind. But considerably lower temperatures. So about 19 ahead of the rain, and we've had the low 20s again today, 12 or 13 tomorrow, and so a chilly night as well tomorrow night. These are towns, High Wycombe 5 degrees, but actually out in the suburbs it could be a little lower once again. Sunday, though, as I mentioned, looks like a much nicer day. There'll be some fair weather cloud coming and going. The showers should stay away from us. The temperatures will get up to about 15 to 17 degrees. Here's the outlook, because there is more on the way. So you've counted me out to zero there. So stop talking. Yeah, I'll go and take 5 seconds off it, I think, because I chatted to Asad for a bit at the beginning, and that's nice to do. So I'll take some time off there. It's nice to chat to him, isn't it? Yeah. It's nice to chat to anybody, actually, just to have an interaction.
Oh, put me down, Ed, why don't you?
No, Asad, obviously, best.
Yeah.
But just...
Yeah, exactly. Keep digging, Helen. Keep digging.
To have some interaction is just wonderful. I've been recordings all night. A real-life human being.
Almost. Fingers crossed for it. Yeah. That's awesome. Okay, see you later. Bye, Helen. Have a lovely weekend. Right. I don't know if my mic's still up, is it? Okay, lovely. Oh, God, get this on the auto cue. Okay, thanks. Ah, there we go. Yeah, lovely. Fellowship, I messed it up. I'm going to understand. It's just when it's time for you to have a go. Oh, be quiet. Be quiet and pull yourself together. Yeah, be quiet. Okay. Is someone doing autocue for me? Oh, that's really kind. Bye, Helen. Did you want any particular carriage? Do you want this all? Do it to three? Okay, fine. Yep. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I can't do it.
Yeah. Oh, that's pressure for me. Yeah. Okay. Are you doing the sting or am I just doing a... Okay. Yeah, do it straight. Okay. Yeah, fine.
Hello to the Letchworth Salvation Army Ladies Fellowship. I'm Asad Ahmed and I'm a presenter at BBC London. Now, it really is my great pleasure to be speaking to you from behind this desk, which is almost like a second home for me. Now, I understand Ellen has told you a bit about what it's like to work for the BBC. But what Ellen probably hasn't told you, knowing her, is how much we all love working with her, because she's always professional, because she genuinely cares about what she does. And most of all, she always has us all in stitches, and we love her for all of those qualities. But now it's time for you to have a go at what we do, and a chance for you to read the news. So I'd like you to be the newsreader on the BBC London, part of the 8 o'clock news summary that goes on air just after EastEnders. It runs for exactly 30 seconds, so you must talk for 30 seconds, not a second more, not a second less. Now, you're also going to find out about reading and making sense of a script while someone, well, they give you instructions in your ear. That's why we have these earpieces, because we always have people whispering onto us and talking backwards and counting backwards from 30 to zero. Now, I'll show you how to do it. Well, hopefully I will, and then you can have a go. Now, please, please make sure you don't do it too well, or I'll certainly be out of a job for one. So, from me and all of the BBC London team here, good luck. I'm Asad Ahmed with the latest from London. It's emerged that the Siddiqui Academy, a private tuition school in East London, was raided by counter-terrorism police last week. The director, Mihnazur Rahman, was arrested during the operation. He's now on bail. The married couple who made fake bomb detectors in their garden shed in Bedfordshire, they were sold around the world, but obviously they didn't work. Sam Tree was jailed. His wife got a suspended sentence. Look at tomorrow's weather. Dry, followed by rain, then dry again, feeling cooler.
Lovely. Thank you, Ellen. Was that okay? Do you want me to do it again? I'm happy to do it again if you want. Okay. All right.